Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Guilty Movie Pleasures. In-depth discussion on movies, no matter how guilty they make you feel.
All right, Guilty Movie Pleasure fans, coming in hot today.
Sorry, I can't. I've been trying to gear myself up for this, and I just can't do it.
Sorry, we're starting a little bit late today. Ben has been filming Death with a Chance of Love 3 on the Warner Brothers lot. This one stars Katherine Heigl as his love interest.
And Kate, that's the only job she can get right now.
And Kate Walsh as her love interest in a three-way triangle, Death with a Chance of Love. How's the shoot going,
it's
Ben?
It's great, man. It ends in a really nice, you know, classy threesome scene.
Oh, good.
It's very family appropriate.
Fantastic. Yeah. And I'm really proud of you. And I know every Guilty Movie Pleasure fan is as well. What we're not proud to be doing today is talking Cyborg.
Fuck this movie. I'm sorry if you're a big fan of this movie. I've never seen it before. I'm sorry I'm taking the reins for a second. But the poster makes you feel like, and the name makes you feel like you're getting into a whole different movie than you actually receive when you watch it. But what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, basically how the choosing of these movies goes is a lot of you fans choose things, and then I don't have access to a streaming link, and Ben owns the Blu-ray, and I don't own a Blu-ray player. So we text across the phone until we settle on a movie that both of us can see, aka that is streaming or I own or is on my DVR. And so Ben had this three-pack of Van Damme movies. Cyborg is the one we picked. We got Death Warrant, Double Impact, and Cyborg.
We made a terrible decision.
Cyborg was an awful decision. I recommended Lionheart, which is my favorite Van Damme movie. Hard Target is Mark Ellis's favorite Van Damme
movie. I want
to
do Hard Target.
And that'll come up soon. But we settled on Cyborg, and lo and behold... See, when I was a kid, I remember watching Cyborg and thinking, this is friggin' amazing. And now, oh my god, this movie is friggin' terrible.
It's real bad.
It's not good.
I mean, it's not... And I know our fans hate it when we bag on movies because they got mad about Howard the Duck. But having never... Now, had I watched this a bunch when I was a kid, and, like...
This makes Howard the Duck look like Shawshank Redemption. For a second week in a row, I've used the Shawshank Redemption line. Because I didn't think anything could get worse than the Garbage Pail Kids movie. But this one really
You
took
really
it
hate
to
a Garbage Pail Kids so much you called it Garbage Pail Pids.
I will not call it
its real name. The letters.
Yes.
Garbage Railroads.
No, thank you.
Oh, man. So my biggest... disappointment with this movie was when you watch a movie with Van Damme called Cyborg, you assume that, oh, maybe this is a precursor to Universal Soldier. Like, he's clearly a cyborg, right? Or there's a cyborg that plays a major part in the movie, right?
Yep.
Not just some random woman who could have just used a flash drive to download this information, but turned herself into the creepiest animatronic face.
Well, this was 1989, so we didn't have flash drives.
But even there...
But yet, we built a cyborg, which we have yet to do.
Yeah.
Yes. What's that say?
I don't know what this is.
We just broke. We broke.
And then we'll read it later, and she'll tell us what it means.
Got it. Oh, I got it. Okay.
Anyway, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, so when you saw it as a kid, how old were you?
Here's the thing. Maybe I saw a different movie. Maybe I was thinking that Universal Soldier was Cyborg. Because I was thinking the whole time, too, that, oh, yeah, this is one where Van Damme is the cyborg, and then he has to save the day of everything, and he's going to be this kick-ass cyborg, and nobody can beat him. No.
That never happens.
Alexis, can you bring up the picture of who plays the cyborg and then what the cyborg looks like without a haircut? So there's our actress.
Uh-huh.
Will the people watching the YouTube, will they get to see that? Yeah? Okay, they get to see that. That's the actress who plays Pearl the Prophet.
They're all named after instruments, by the way. Fender, Pearl, and Gibson, I read on IMDb. They're all named after...
Didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Brutal. So you got, now this is what the actress looks like. Now she takes off her wig and she shows the back of her head and then she turns around. That's the claymation animatronic version of her.
Will Vinton's claymation version of it?
Yes.
The claymation Christmas?
That is, that's not, this, that looks nothing like the actress at all.
It will haunt my dreams for the rest of my life.
That looks like Michael Jackson when they showed that, you know, like near the end of Michael Jackson's life when he was, and he looked like that, when he looked like a cyborg. Okay, I went a little insensitive. Sorry, I went a little insensitive, but he did look creepy in a lot of those late pictures, let's be honest.
Yeah.
His mugshot for when he was touching kids looked like that, okay?
Yeah.
Go back to the actress real quick. Go
it's
back
like
to the
Michael
actress.
Jackson and RoboCop combined.
Correct. Go back to the actress. There she is. Normal, great-looking, older lady. You know, I think she's British.
Older? She's maybe like 36.
I was
going to
say.
Makuta only dates 20-year-olds. Yeah, this old hag over here. I'm a fucking 33-year-old.
Oh my gosh.
Now she takes off her hair to reveal her cybernetronic head and turns around and says, Back to the actress real quick. Back to the actress.
Real quick.
Back to the actress. Hold on. Son of a... There she is. Great, younger-looking woman.
Perfect.
And then, cyborg. Okay.
When that happened, I was so jarred by that. I was like, duh.
Yeah. And when she's... So, she actually has a normal working face and eyeballs and sweat and everything. Go to the cyborg, she starts blinking real quick, like she's...
And she can't talk when she's a cyborg. She just goes...
Yeah.
She looks like a Garbage Pail Kid meets Michael Jackson meets RoboCop.
Bum. Done.
What?
That's it.
All three of those.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
It's Messy Tessie meets Michael Jackson.
Oh my god.
Meets RoboCop.
Oh god.
Dun, 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 dun,
meets
dun.
What I thought of Universal
We can't
Socialist.
Do anything by working with each other. Yep, I just sang the Garbage Pail Kid theme with the RoboCop theme together. I just ruined something. Anyways.
You
had to destroy something beautiful. Okay.
Now,
go.
This is the... Was she human at first and they turned... Because cyborg means you're half human, half...
Half cyborg.
Half robot. Right?
Yeah, you're half
a robot,
half human. You're basically like, a robot in a human's body.
RoboCop is a cyborg.
The Terminator is a cyborg. Cyberdyne Systems.
But yeah, so wait, then a cyborg means that it's a robot with living tissue on top of it, not I gotta look up the difference. This is gonna drive me crazy.
Alexis, can you look up
the
difference
so Ben isn't
flicking around on the cell? A definition of cyborg.
Definition of cyborg so
please.
We don't look like idiots.
And if you could
fans.
Look up definition of Michael Jackson cyborg, that would be great as well. Thanks so much.
Yep.
I guess we should just... Do you want to rattle through the plot real quick?
It'll take 90 seconds.
Not even. I think we can do it in a minute.
Stab, punch, crucified. There we go. That's it.
That's the movie.
Here we go. Let's try it.
In three...
Okay. Oh, go for it.
Two, one, Ben.
Okay, so there's these super slow motion shots of all these bad guys walking towards camera, and then they try and fuck with this girl who turns out to be something more later.
Yeah.
And then Jean-Claude Van Damme comes in and saves the day, but then he gets shot and falls through this wood, and he lands in these panels and they bury him, and then apparently... Yeah, he busts through the next day because they show a moon.
Yeah.
And then the bad guys go off on like a pirate ship apparently or something. And then,
it's a pirate barge.
This random girl comes up and he hits her with something and she gets knocked out.
Knife.
And he's watching over her.
Right.
And then they
are traveling to Atlanta with a cyborg. This woman that they found was a cyborg and she has
a cure.
The cure for the plague. We're not really sure what the plague is, just that it's killing
everybody.
It's the walking death. This bad guy Bender and Van Damme fights
Fender
fights off all his bad guys in what can only be described as screaming punching for 50 to 60 minutes. At the end, he screaming punches his way to freedom, and we got 5 seconds. Go finish it up.
And then he might actually be the real cure, cyborg says as the door shuts and then credits roll.
That's it. That's the movie.
That's the movie.
Yeah. It took an hour and a half to tell you that, by the way.
Well, I feel like most of the running time is inflated by super slow motion shots.
Yeah.
Most of the fight scenes are in slow motion, like 300 style, but terrible.
Also, and a lot of the movie is filled with flashbacks of people that we care nothing about.
Yeah. And apparently, like, there, you could play a drinking game for how many times the bad guys run towards camera for extent, like Monty Python periods of time. Like, remember in Holy Grail when it's like running to camera? That's what I felt like every time the bad guys ran towards camera. It's like, dun 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 dun. You cut to Van Damme. Yeah. He's like getting ready. And it's like, dun 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 dun. And you're like, how fucking far is this bad guy away? And then they jump cut to another bad guy. And you have no frame of reference to where any of these bad guys.
They all look like lead singers in Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Like, they're all bad.
And you don't don't know where they are in correspondence to each other. So you're like, is he on this side of Van Damme? Yeah. Because Van Damme's always just this
way. And they're always fighting with knives. So there's no gunshots. There's like a few gunshots, and then they're like, no, screw the guns. Let's just use knives. Swords, and hack blades,
and
machetes.
His gun, I read on IMDb, was actually a paintball gun. And that's why when he reloads at one point, he actually puts a CO2 cartridge into it. And they just didn't... I was like, I wonder why that gun looked really stupid.
That's
Oh, because it's a fucking paintball yeah. gun.
It's a shot, a four-shot shotgun paintball gun. That was the precursor to actual... Alexis, do you have what a cyborg is?
I do. So what we have here is a cyborg, short for cybernetic organism, is a theoretically or fictional being with both organic and bio... catatonic parts?
Okay. Biomechatronic?
Is that what that says? I can't read what that says.
Biomechatronic.
The term
parts.
Was coined in 1960 by Manfred Kleins and Nathan S. Klein in The Cyborg Evolution of Superman in 1965.
So technically...
Okay.
Apparently, the term cyborg is not the same thing as bionic, and often applied to an organism that has restored function or enhanced abilities due to integration.
Bionic man or the bionic woman is different, but cyborg, technically RoboCop... is a cyborg, obviously, because he's half human, half man.
Right.
But it's debatable. Terminator, right there we go. Terminator is. The Borg is. Yeah. So Terminator is because they use human tissue, which is why how I assume they're going to say Arnold got old in the new Terminator. Because otherwise...
Now, again...
but anyways, that's a whole different movie.
Did you need to turn... I think, did we hit this? She didn't need to turn into a cyborg. She could have literally just, like, had papers that had information on it.
Why couldn't... did they not have cameras?
Like...
Because here's the... She was sent off to find some data that we...
I'm gonna do it! But, I'm gonna be a cyborg!
But, Makuga, we don't need you to be a cyborg. Just take...
No! No, I'm gonna do it because...
Okay.
We need to transfer the information in a person's body.
Okay, but what if you get killed and we lose the data? So, like, why don't you just write it down? And that way, if you're dying, you can just pass it off to somebody.
Yeah, but... That's the movie, guys.
Because she's sent off to go get some data from somewhere. Mm-hmm. I forget. I don't remember if they tell you where. But then she has to go back to Atlanta, of all places.
Yeah, Atlanta. Again, a Walking Dead reference there, too. They're always trying to get to friggin' Atlanta.
Atlanta, for some reason. And so she just gets this data that they never explain how it's the cure for this plague that they never really explain. And they only really show in one scene.
You sure don't want to save these people?
With weird lip girl.
Yeah.
She talks like, are you sure you don't want to save these people? She, like, has collagen before collagen existed.
Yeah. She had weird nipples. Did you see that one part where she had the nipples?
They're huge.
Gigantic. And they just, like, they went, like, into her boot. They weren't, like, the skin wasn't different. You know how nipples are pink and red? Yeah. Her nipples went straight to, like, right into her skin.
It looked like the makeup artist just drew a line around it to be like, this is it, I promise you. It's there.
And then Van Damme, he's, you think he's going to lean in and start banging her on that beach, and then he, like, puts the clothes over top of her. And this is when we see the first flashback where Van Damme goes, Van Damme goes from having, like,
wait, no, that's not the first time. The first time is the longest knife sharpening scene ever when she's sleeping. And after he's hit her with a random object, we're not sure what it was. And he's just going, shh, shh. And yeah, it cuts to him on the farm. Or no, him with this, I think I have it. I think I had a clip where it says, where did you post it is the clip.
I guess I ain't got no choice. You're the only guy that answered the posting for the pay. Just
what?
Get us out of the city.
Where in this post-apocalyptic future, where can you post for a guide to help you escape the city?
Take one for guitar lessons and a guide to get you out of a post-apocalyptic
city. Is it just
city?
Like a Craigslist in the future where it's like, and how do you know that it's not some pirate that's just going to come and take your money and kill you? Like, where do you post this?
Because again, and I've been saying this since day one of Walking Dead or any of these post-apocalyptic movies, is as soon as shit gets post-apocalyptic, we go from a society of normal people that abide by laws to everybody just like, I'm killing everybody!
Hey, not to get too crazy, but New Orleans kind of got that way in parts when the levee broke, man. Like, there were people sniping people from buildings and shit. Like,
that
crazy stuff.
Made up.
No! Bad shit happened. That's the problem, is we are on the brink. I don't want to get all, like, on a little, like, tangent here, but I feel like the problem is that society is always on the brink of just insanity. And if something like, if, imagine if, like the rolling blackout today that happened here, imagine if that happened for 3 days in the city of Los Angeles. If there was a 3 day blackout, how much looting, how much killing, how much, how much rot, like it would be crazy because people would lose their minds.
Yeah. I'd like to think that we're better than that.
We're not.
As a people.
We're not.
That there better be, if that there happens, there better be a guy that just shows up in the middle of Ventura Boulevard with sunglasses on, and he takes them off. He's got these piercing, crazy wolf eyes, and he just goes,
I'm saying
he's Warchild in Point Break. You know
that? I did not know that.
Yeah, back off, War Child.
I need to rewatch Point Break. Yeah. I haven't seen it in like a decade. But no, I'm saying, yes, there are good portions of humanity, obviously. Yeah. But unfortunately, the masses go insane. And it happens time and time again anytime there's any kind of disaster or any of that stuff.
Well, back to Cyborg. Because Cyborg. I like to try and think, when you guys obviously are crushing my dreams of people love us, like if the society were to go to shit, that we could come back as a society, but apparently not. We're all going to try and turn everybody into cyborgs and transfer information to Atlanta via knife
so
fights.
So now, the best thing is the knife sharpening scene, and you were going to say about the flashback with his amazing haircut.
I don't know what it is in Van Damme movies when he has a flashback or he's like in a different character. His haircut is the first thing that's different, and it's so stupidly different.
I wish we had a picture of it we could show you guys.
I didn't get a picture. I'm sorry, Alexis, can you see if you can just look up Jean-Claude Van Damme haircut Cyborg? I'm guessing it's either the spiky one, but then he looks like Kung Fu mixed with the woman that he actually picks up on the road.
Mixed with, like, the daughter in Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
That's when, it's ponytail is what it
like
is.
It's like a ponytail.
Oh, it's so good.
He's got, like, long flowing bangs. It's kind of like, you know, when girls do their hair and they have bangs and then they get, like, the long flowy side things to add, like, accoutrement, but then they might have a ponytail back here. Well, Van Damme does all of that, but it's such a bad wig.
It looks like that they were like, hurt, just fucking put it on.
And put the wig on.
And they're like, well, we should probably just tighten it. They're like, no. It looks like it's at any point. It looks like actually kind of almost like an animatronic creature that's like going to, like a feeble, like Meet the Feebles, and it's just going to jump off his head and go attack people.
It kind of looks like it's a Davy Crockett. He's wearing a Davy Crockett, but as a haircut.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a Davy Crockett. Oh, yeah. I don't think we have it.
We can't find it. But if somebody on the chat board or we want to throw it on the Facebook page, we go to Movie Pleasures, by all means, do that. Oh. I mean, there's not at one point in this movie that Van Damme says anything nice, that he says anything funny. He has no lines. The whole time, he's just silent, and then he's like, you're going to do, come away with me. And like, that's an awful Van Damme. I'm sorry, but...
I thought it was dead on.
Did you?
Are you going to get me away with me?
The mask is from Brussels. I have a French accent. I cannot do the serious French accent, so I will
none of
be...
It. This nah. isn't it. Oh, well.
That's Cyborg. Or that's Fender Bender.
Fender Bender.
And... I mean, really and truly,
so,
guys, we would go into this movie, we like, okay, so he had a family of sorts.
Yeah,
he
this was, guy, that he guided them out of the city, and they apparently turned this, like, man with a terrible haircut into a man with a terrible haircut and a heart of gold.
Yes.
And he like, starts a farming life with them, and he's like...
He puts away his weapons twice in the movie, in the same shot.
In the same shot. And then they, then what happens is they keep alluding to Fender coming and doing this brutal thing to him and the family. And then when they reveal it later, it's really fucked up.
They reveal that the girl has become part of the gang. And
and they wrapped barbed wire around
the bodies.
The bodies of him and his pseudo wife and pseudo son.
She's got the French accent as well.
I thought it was Southern.
Southern?
I thought it was like Southern. I thought you're the only guy that answered the post.
Oh, man, I look French because my hair is all short. And
I look like Shelley Duvall's younger
Duvall,
sister.
She gorgeous.
She looks like Shelley Duvall's younger sister.
So then we found this farm where I was away from all the apocalyptic stuff. We're just going to start our own little farming community. And then all of a sudden...
And one night when we're sleeping in a really blue-lit room, it pans up to the window and Fender and his entire gang is standing in a line. They're all standing in a line looking in his window. It's
like
so
the window
weird.
Is a bar. Like and they're like, hello, we'd like six. Oh, there's a woman here. We're going to kill them with barbed wire.
What? Whenever Fender shows up, he appears with all of his bad guys in a straight line behind him. It's like they just
Mighty Ducks.
Teleport. They're like,
we are here. And that's he never runs out of bad guys that look like Slash. No,
oh,
that's
it's
hard
so bad. So then what happens is apparently they tie him up with barbed wire
and the wife,
and then they give the girl the barbed wire and say, if you hold on, your family lives.
And she's like maybe 7.
Yeah, so then her hands are getting ripped apart by this barbed wire, which is just fucked up and dark.
Right.
And they go into a well, which somehow kills them?
Yeah. But he climbs out
barely bleeding.
No.
From being wrapped in barbed wire.
At one point in the last fight scene, he gets slashed across the face with a sword. It cuts him, is bleeding profusely, cuts back, and he's healed.
It's fine.
It's just
the
a
rain
scar.
Soldered it shut or whatever. It's just like
also
acid rain. It's the post-apocalyptic.
A lot of times in this movie, we come across crucifixions in weird parts of the city. Also,
the opening shot of the movie, there's a naked woman crucified. Yeah. When the doors open, they're like, come on, we gotta get you out of here.
Yeah.
And then Fender. The tannest man ever with the brightest...
He's not tan. I think he's an African-American guy.
He just... Really?
He looks very tan.
Well,
he might be like Pacific Islander or something.
I don't know what he is because he's
dark. He's real dark.
He is.
Well, they've got him with dreads. So like his hair doesn't look like... That's the best part, is the top of his head doesn't look like dreads, but then in the back he's got the John Travolta dreads from After Earth.
I think you're right. I think he's Pacific Islander, but then Van Damme confuses me because he's almost the same skin tone as Fender in this movie because he's super like...
Right.
Tan and red. So, oh God,
and
where do we even begin?
Fender wears the chainmail that Bennett wears in Commando.
Yes,
he's awesome, Steve Bennett.
Because,
actually, as we find out on IMDb, this movie was supposed to be Masters of the Universe 2.
Guys, he's Hawaiian.
Pacific
Islander.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. He's New Zealand, so he's Polynesian.
Polynesian.
Okay,
there we go.
Okay.
There you go.
Josh was right.
Yeah. And, but I think what we're forgetting, the best part of the movie, is that Van Damme wakes up having been crucified through his wrists, through here, these parts.
Oh, we didn't forget. We just haven't even gotten there yet.
Because all leading up to that, it's flashback, fight,
boring walking stuff.
A lot of boring.
Then they get to the
stuff.
Beach, and the first thing that this girl does is go,
take off her top.
Oh, we're here. I'm going to run naked into the ocean. And he's like, and you're like, ooh. Oh, cool. We're going to get
total bang.
Cheesy 80s sex
scene. Because all you saw was like a couple side boob flop.
Then you see the world's biggest nipple.
The pepperoni nip.
And then they wait on this beach for Fender to arrive because this is where the ocean meets Atlanta, which it's where the ocean meets like on their course to Atlanta. And then the big plan there is to, I think they stand out in the open and get chased to a warehouse of sorts.
Yes.
Where she gets knocked on, where he leaves her and chases after two of the guys.
Through a sewer.
And then, like, the bad guys are the worst at pursuing him ever.
Not good.
And why doesn't he just close the manhole cover and cover his tracks? Instead, he literally leaves everything like, hey, dudes, here's where I went.
Yeah. I killed a guy, I left him here. Yeah. So, if you guys want to know where I'm at.
Just follow the dead body to the manhole that's open.
And crawl
down
up
there. And then if you're wondering where I am, just look for the light to the other manhole I crawled up.
Yeah.
And then I'm out there.
Right.
And then run through a field with a lot of tall grass and water.
And water.
And like swamp.
Swampy water. Yeah. Swampy field.
And,
there's a marsh. And then he gets crucified.
And then, they capture him.
And then he wakes up.
What happens to the girl at that point? The big lips girl.
Did they just leave her for dead? They were like, eh.
We
saw your boobs.
Which means there's like two times that she's left for dead, and then the second time she actually dies from the lamest cut to the stomach ever in the end.
We don't even see much blood, obviously, because the rain's been cauterizing.
But that's where you realize in this scene when Van Damme's crucified that the girl in the gang is his fake daughter or whatever.
Yeah,
why the fuck did she join them?
Yeah,
what kind of abusive Munchausen syndrome? What is it? It's a
Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, she has Stockholm syndrome, severe Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, and then she like figures out that that's who he is because he doesn't have his cool haircut anymore. She's like, oh shit.
This whole time!
Oh my god!
If only he had those bangs for days! Hashtag bangs for days.
That could be a lot of different things on Twitter, guys, so be careful if you're looking at school.
Be careful what you
not safe
search
for
on bangs for days.
And
he's crucified. It's like it's the longest. I think it's a longer crucifixion scene than the Passion of the Christ. I never saw the Passion of the Christ.
It might be,
but it might be longer than that scene. It goes on for fucking ever. And guess what happens while he's crucified again? another flashback. More flashbacks.
It's like, it's a crucify flashback, crucify flashback. Then he's able to kick himself off the crucifix, right?
In the best tumble over scene ever, where he just goes, ah! And then he falls. Oh, we have that scream. I have the yell when he's crucified. It's not, best yell ever, I think, is mine. Yeah, this is him crucified. That was a legit Van Damme yell.
Yeah.
And he starts kicking it, and then when he falls, it's in a really tight insert. He just goes out of frame, and then they show the edge of the cross hit the sand, and you're like, oh, he's out.
Yeah, it's good.
Good for you.
Good, he just plucked these nails that have been through his body.
And then later on when he looks at him, it just looks like a Sharpie mark, like,
damn it.
Good thing they didn't hit any arteries.
Oh, man. No bones, didn't hit anything.
Nope. Good thing my arms have this weird placement where, like, there's nothing right here where they happen to nail it.
Oh, shit.
I'm pretty sure that's not how crucifixion... There we go.
Oh, there he is. Alexis did her due diligence. Way too good.
No, someone on the chat found him. His name is Dylan. Dylan was the one that found him.
Thank you, Dylan.
Dylan, thank you.
Holy Lord.
Guilty movie pleasure fan of the week. Look at that haircut. He's just looking solid.
He looks like... Right there in that photo, he looks like a... masculine version of the daughter in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh
my God, yeah.
He left us. He left us. Now, don't get me wrong. She's very cute. I think she's cute. I had a crush on her back in the day. I was the same age. I'm not like a creeper. But there, he looks like a masculine version of her.
And I believe sometimes when you get crucified, you scream like this.
Uh-oh, it's not there.
Wait, what's not there?
Do the best yell ever again.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let's do a little run with this.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I'm going to do something too with this, Alexis. It's funny when I went into Pinkberry the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Menchie's, sorry.
Oh, Menchie's.
And usually they have peanut butter frozen yogurt there.
Oh, big fan.
And they were out of it, and they said, well, we have the salted caramel crunch. And I was like, I don't want that. And I said, I want my peanut butter. And I screamed to the heavens.
And then in typical Menchie's form, they crucified you to the wall.
They crucified me.
And
people just sampled frozen yogurts in between my crucified legs. It was weird.
I believe when we talked about what movie out of these three you wanted to do, my first choice was none of these. It was Lionheart. And yet we choose Cyborg.
And we both
watched it and did this and had the same reaction, which was... Yeah. Yeah.
I did that at least four times during this movie.
Yeah, it's...
I think last week, after we got done watching Garbage Pail Kids, I believe you called me up and you left a voicemail just screaming...
For about 45 seconds. Yeah.
Good lung power you have there.
I know.
It's pretty incredible.
Incredibly enough, Alexis has already seen Jurassic World. I have not. But she told me it was good, and I'm going to lose a bet with a buddy because I think it's going to do crazy amounts of money. And when I have to pay him upwards of $100 because that's what I bet in a drunk bet at a bar, I believe I will leave him a voicemail as well that will sound a lot like...
It's a terrible bet.
I know, it's awful. Just not smart. Just not the best.
Malcolm McDonald in the chat says he sounds like the T-Rex from Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
There we go.
There you go.
There we go.
He does sound a little like the T-Rex.
Oh, my Lord.
He also, it's weirdly enough, the first time I saw porn, I thought to myself, this is perfect cinema. And I loved it so much. And I just opened the window of my room, and in pure excitement... I thought it was going to scream something out of excitement, but this is what the scream sounded like. It was weird. It was weird.
With you.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
We
should probably, because I think we do we have to be
we're
out of here.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
10?
Okay, we're cutting it close.
I want to get to the end action scene. So basically, he gets crucified. He saves himself. He finds Big Lips Girl again somehow. I forget how.
Just comes around.
Who
the way.
Gives a shit?
Yeah.
And they end up in Atlanta in like this clearly a set that's been built where it's just raining a lot.
It's the set from Demolition Man. They just reused it.
It's a set from the underground
Demolition Man.
Yes. And they just reused it. And there's the longest fucking worst choreographed, most boring fight scene I've ever seen where it plays out almost entirely in really close, out-of-focus, rain-drenched shots.
Yes.
With just Fender just wide mouth going like, ha! Yeah. He just, it's like he's frozen. It's like the director was like, no, 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 just keep doing that.
Yeah.
Ha! But he got lockjaw from that. He got TMJ issues after that, I read.
Sure.
Ha! It's just, that's all he's doing the whole time. Ha! Every fight move, it's
straining his neck, flexing. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Ha! That's all he does. Yeah. And then, long story short, this terrible fight scene. Do you have anything else you want to add to this fight scene?
No, you're really doing a hell of a job. Well, they kill the Big Lips girl, and then
they kill her so randomly. Like, they just slash her. First off, somehow she becomes a badass. She comes up and cuts a dude's head off in the worst decapitation I've ever seen.
She crushes that.
Where she just, it comes off like a T-ball. Like, just like a kid just goes, bing! And she, like, bunts it. She doesn't even, like, home run the head. It's just like, boom!
Yeah. And then Fender Bender tries to mouth rape the girl that is Van Damme's fake daughter from a guide woman that doesn't save him from a
really
well.
Weird.
But he gets out of the well, guys. That's important plot points. and at one point, there is literally a 20-second yell. I believe, Alexis, I sent it to you as
Should we set up what happens in this yell?
So. He throws Van Damme through a windshield of a car, and then Van Damme kicks him through a window of a car.
He's about to stab
the daughter,
and he's yelling.
Again, Big Lips Girl and the daughter are two different people, guys.
The daughter's about to get stabbed. He's yelling to stab the daughter. Van Damme yells to then charge up his super foot, apparently, and kick through the window at him.
Correct.
Which then makes him yell from the pain of getting kicked through the window.
Right.
And I believe there's one more yell.
Then there's a girl. Then the daughter yells.
Yeah, go ahead. Here we go. 18 seconds.
She's got 1 minute.
18
let me
seconds
do a quick,
of yelling.
Let me do a quick read here, guys. From our very own AfterBuzz founder, Maria Menounos and Julianne Hough from Dancing with the Stars comes ABC's special Dance Battle America. During the holiday season over the last few years, Julianne and Maria have engaged in fearsome dance battle via social media. I once battled Derek Hough and kicked his butt at Maria's birthday party. That's a little known fact. Once the challenge took off, celebrities like Kate Hudson and Amber Riley joined in the dance battle craze began. Now the ladies are challenging everyone in America to battle it out for the chance to fly to Los Angeles and compete on the dance show. Here's an opportunity of a lifetime. If you want a chance to dance on the network television, go to www.dancebattleamericacasting.com for more information on how to submit your video. And don't forget to also post it on social media using hashtag DanceBattleABC.
That happened so fast, I have no idea what the fuck you just said.
Hey, we're getting them in there.
Dancebattle.com or something?
Dancebattleamericacasting.com. If you want to enter, it's hosted by Maria Menounos and Julianne Hough. Julianne Hough and I had we shared a moment on Maria Menounos' birthday dance floor.
Yeah.
She knows all about it.
There you go.
Also, 30-second podcast one. Guys, podcast one, we love hearing from you, so keep sending your tweets and comments. We do read every one of them, and don't miss the chance to take our very important listener survey at podcast1.com. Your responses will help us make this show the very best it can be. It'll only take about 3 minutes of your time, and you'll get the instant gratification that comes with knowing you helped us out. You can tell us how you really feel about the show and help us get to know you better. Do it now. Take the survey at podcast1.com, podcast1.com, and keep those tweets and comments coming. Thank you.
That's the most disingenuous way. It's just like, I'm going to just say it. It's really fast because they're making me. Here we go. Start over.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no, I just loved it. It wasn't disingenuous. It was just hilarious. It's like, shit, I got to really say all this stuff. We only got 7 minutes left for the show.
You guys got it one. Podcast1.com and DanceBattleAmericaCasting.com. That's the two things you guys got to remember. And also that I'm a better dancer than anybody else that signs up for the contest. Have you seen me? I've been at your wedding.
We could go toe-to-toe.
You and I could go toe-to-toe. Yeah. Okay.
All right, so this is the 18-second yell.
This is the 18-second yell from the final fight scene. And here we go. Guys, there's no editing in that at all. That is legit continuous 20 seconds of film, okay? I think he tried to say her name, but didn't get the name out.
Right, what was the name? Oh, man. That
perfectly wraps up the movie that is
that
Cyborg.
Sums up that movie. And then the very last thing it says is the real cure line. Can we play that?
We're going to play that real quick. the real
it's cure. It's strange, but I feel he's the real cure for this world.
That's the last line of the movie.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. As Van Damme walks away and they shut the thing, we have no idea if they cure the plague. If it comes close to curing the plague. The cyborg made it, and Van Damme walked off with his old daughter slash new daughter slash friend of a guide person.
So apparently
and
the...
And didn't save him from well death.
Yeah, apparently the real cure is a
passion for haircuts.
And yelling a lot.
A lot of yelling.
And... really good
paintball cannons
and just being classy on the beach when a girl takes her top off in front of you and saying, no, I'm not gonna have sex with you, I would rather
let's leave the fans with this. Okay guys, if you're in a post-apocalyptic world and there's a hot girl that's kind of annoying, sort of hot, bad haircut, big lips, doesn't like walking so much, and you guys go to a beach and she happens to take off her clothes immediately, that's not an invitation for sex for yourself. That's her saying, you should probably bang me on the beach, just in case. Because that's what happens. But be classy, guys.
Yeah.
Cover up her weird boobs and don't have sex
with
her.
And just think about your ex-pseudo-wife and pseudo-children that died in a well.
Right.
Wrapped in barbed wire.
And go to podcast1.com and dancebattleamericacasting.com for your chances to enter these contests. Thank you guys so much for watching Guilty Movie Pleasures. Could you play us out on the longest yell and the greatest yell in movie yelling history? Josh McCook on Twitter, at Ben Begley Comedy.
At Ben Begley Comedy. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
There's better sound effects in Mortal Kombat. The video game for Sega Genesis.
Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you next time. What's your guilty movie pleasure?
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, and not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.